Many local politicians celebrated the completion of Phase 2 of the Connective Corridor Project, which brings Syracuse University and downtown Syracuse together through new street improvements, bicycle lanes, and pedestrian crossings. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, state and federal grants have helped fund a large part of the project.
Walking through the streets of downtown Syracuse, you see new countdown timers at pedestrian crossings. There are green bicycle lanes with porous pavement that are a part of Onondaga County's Save the Rain program. There are more benches, improved storefront facades, bus stops, and a free bus line that runs from University Hill to downtown. All were part of the first two phases of the Connective Corridor project, which started in 2005 under the former Syracuse University Chancellor Nancy Cantor. Many local politicians spoke at a ceremony celebrating the completion of Phase 2, which connects these various improvements throughout downtown. Senator Charles Schumer helped Syracuse win a federal grant in 2011 worth $10 million to help with the costs of the project.
10 years ago, you'd go downtown Syracuse on a Friday or Saturday night, it was dead. Now it's booming. That's in part because of the Connective Corridor.
New York State also funded $20 million to the project in 2007. Phase 3 will include additional lighting and art installations. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.